And you're listening to All Things Considered on your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Rachel Lindley. Most states offer tax incentives meant to attract film production, creating jobs and stimulating the economy. As budgets tighten, though, some are scaling back or eliminating their programs. But even after recent heated budget battles, cash-strapped Alabama is keeping those tax credits, prompting some to question their effect on the fiscal bottom line. WBHM's Amy Sedlis has more.
In late September, more than 3,000 people filled the BJCC Arena in Birmingham for a preview of Woodlawn, a football drama set during the desegregation of Birmingham's Woodlawn High School.
I wanted to come here today because five of my players are here. Five of my players that have been mistreated.
Woodlawn opens nationwide this month. It's the third movie produced by Alabama natives and brothers John and Andy Irwin. It's also one of 15 productions that received $3 million in tax credits this last fiscal year through the Alabama Film Tax Incentive Program. John Irwin loves living in Alabama and wants to keep making films locally.
The only way that we can do that is with the tax incentive that Alabama offers. And I'm just very, very grateful that Alabama has a film incentive and we're able to bring work here.
Since the program started in 2009, more than 50 feature films, TV shows, and commercials benefited from the tax breaks. Kathy Falk is the director of the Alabama Film Office. She says the program does what it's supposed to do at little cost.
There's no plans to change our incentives at this point. We're very happy to have the $20 million we have. It's modest, but we're very proud to have that because I think there's a fit for us.
Falk says producers have spent over $100 million in Alabama, but she can't provide any hard data demonstrating this. And that bothers Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh.
It's questionable whether or not we're getting that actual return and the fact that we've not been able to gather, in my opinion, the sufficient data to give it an analysis.
He's pushing for an oversight committee to review all tax incentives, including the film program.
We want to know at the end of the day that it's a net gain to the state. We also want to know that through job creation or films that are created here, that we see real revenue come to the state.
Like the Irwin brothers, Birmingham independent producer and composer Ted Speaker hopes the incentives are here to stay. He's currently working on a documentary on Nino Migliaccio, the first woman elected to the Birmingham City Council.
Mrs. Chambliss called me one Saturday night.
This is Mrs. Robert Chambliss, the wife of the man who was later convicted for the bombing of the 16th Street Church.
And she whispered.
Speaker says the incentives are flawed. To qualify now, productions need to spend at least $500,000, and that restricts him.
There's actually a film that I have in development right now that is around a $300,000-$400,000 film, and we're looking at Mississippi and Arkansas because we can actually meet those requirements and get somewhere between 20 and 30% back.
He wants the minimum amount that productions need to spend to be lowered. In contrast, Mississippi's minimum is just $50,000, one-tenth of Alabama's. As far as Speaker is concerned,
what's the difference between five $300,000 movies and one $1.5 million movie?
If Alabama decides to keep the credit, Speaker thinks lowering the cap will bring more business to the state. He also suggests Birmingham offer an incentive for the film industry. Buddy Palmer agrees.
With the current budget challenges at the state, I don't know that you're going to see any significant changes in film incentives soon.
He's with Create Birmingham, a not-for-profit working to enhance arts and culture. Palmer says the best approach is a combination of state and local incentives.
And so it may be incumbent upon us to really look at what can be done locally for the immediate future, but ideally it is the two in concert.
The Alabama Center for Business and Economic Research will release a cost-benefit report on the program later this month. Film industry players and legislators hope this will answer questions about the program's success and future. For now, tax credits continue as the state will keep giving incentives to larger budget films. For WBHM, I'm Amy Sedlis.